Let's talk about your family and depression. You've called it the family curse.
Well, there's a history to mental illness in my family. My grandfather, my father's father, tried to commit suicide in 1932. He shot himself in the chest 3 times. He was in France at the time, and they sent him back to St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Washington, D.C., where he lived till he died in 1955. So for 23 years, he was in a mental hospital. My assumption is he was bipolar or manic depressive, I guess what they called it back then. My father and members of his family suffered from the same illness. My father suffered from bipolar disorder pretty much all of his adult life. After I think after his first child was born is when he had his first episode. And he struggled with it for the rest of his life. But, you know, went to a couple hospitals from time to time. But really lived out his life working, raising his family, providing for his family. He had 13 kids, so I've got 12 brothers and sisters. And some of my siblings suffer from the illness as well. I always thought I was one of the ones who escaped the family curse, as we called it, because I was in my 50s and really had no dealing with depression, no issues like that, pretty much my whole adult life. And I pushed myself, remember in college, I graduated from college in 3 years, really as a way to push myself, put a lot of pressure on me just to see if I would develop any symptoms or illness, and did not. So I really thought I had avoided the family illness, and then was doing my job as county executive, the top elected official in Montgomery County, Maryland, a county of about 1 million people, and was running for governor, and just felt miserable. And I felt that it was just the stress of my job and the campaign for governor. And finally, it just hit me one day that I was depressed, that was what was causing all my problems.
Can you elaborate a little on the symptoms that you felt?
Well, very anxious. I wasn't sleeping, really wasn't eating. What really struck me was that there was no sense of joy in anything anymore. And I think that's how I would define it. I mean, I would always see happiness and pleasure in a snowfall, in flowers, you know, spring flowers, in a baby's smile, you know, simple little things. And there was none of that anymore. Nothing brought joy to me. Nothing made me smile. And it was always sort of, you know, life's hopeless. This is hopeless. What I'm doing is never going to work. We're never going to be successful in terms of changing our society and doing things good for people. And it just, I think the pressures of the campaign really exacerbated. Looking back on it, I had been in a low-level depression for about 6 years, for a while. And not knowing it was a problem, just thinking that it was the pressure of my job that was just causing this. And then with the campaign for governor, that put so much more pressure on that I think it elevated everything. And I'm really thankful for that, because I would have been in a low-level depression for quite some time more, because I didn't, you know, for someone whose family has a history of that, I sort of look back and say, how the heck could I not have noticed that?
I was going to ask you, what spurred you to get help finally?
Well, that was sort of the tough thing for me. I mean, when I announced that I was suffering from depression, I was dropping out of the governor's race, everybody, you know, not everybody, a lot of people came up and said, gee, that's very courageous, and, you know, how wonderful of you to open up about this illness. And I, to me, that wasn't courageous. I mean, that was just telling the truth. That's what I do. What was hard for me, and I think what was courageous for me, was to admit I couldn't deal with this myself, that I needed help from other people. And I just kept trying to plug through this, to work my way through it, saying, it's just stress, it's just pressure, just keep going, and everything will, you know, it'll get better, everything will be fine. And then when I realized I was depressed, it literally was a light went off in my head and said, oh, that explains a lot of things. And I said, I have to go get help. And I think, to me, to open up to someone else and say, this is how I'm feeling, this is what's going on. I mean, my wife and my children knew things weren't right, but we weren't really sure what it was. I mean, I of course knew things were right, but once I went and sought help, then everything became a lot clearer, and I realized what I needed to do, and I described my depression as the years that I lived in hell. Mm. There was just no joy, no satisfaction, just constant worry and negative thoughts.
What kind of treatment helped you recover? Was it medication, therapy?
It was a combination. I went to a therapist. I was very fortunate. I belonged to Kaiser Permanente Healthcare, and the day after I realized that I had this, I called and went to see a psychiatrist, went to see a therapist, and they connected me with some medications. We tried some different ones over time, but the medication clearly helped and the therapy helped. And after about a year, the therapist said, "You don't need me anymore. Come back for if you ever need to, but you're doing well." And as I said, I was very fortunate that I was able to call on that. I had insurance to cover that. I was able to call on that those services very quickly and get help very quickly.
So now that you're in recovery, and it's been quite a few years, how do you manage your mental health?
Well, this was in 2006 this happened, and I had been depressed for some time before that. I'm a zealot about taking my medication. It was so scary where I was at when I was depressed that I never want to go back there again. That was one issue with my father. He would start to feel better and then stop taking his medication, and then he'd have another episode. And I keep taking my medication. I'm very, very careful about that. It's very important to me. I never want to go back to being depressed. And I will see, I have seen my therapist a couple times in the last couple years just to check in and see how things are going. So it's something that that I'm sort of aware of certain things and look out for certain things in myself and in others. And it's been going very well.
Good. As a public figure, why do you talk about your depression so openly?
Well, very few people do, and I think it's important that we talk about it more to help remove the stigma of it. And if I had, this is sort of a trite saying, perhaps, but if I had cancer, if I had a broken leg, everybody would look at you and say, "Oh, you know, we know what that is, and we'll just wait till you get better, or hope you get better." With this, people don't really understand it, and they don't know how awful it is unless they've gone through themselves or had a family, which is a lot of people, but there's still a lot of people who don't have any concept of it. And what really motivated me was I stood up and announced that I was suffering from depression. I was withdrawing from the governor's race to get better, to get my health back for myself, for my family. And in that first week after my announcement, there were 1,000 people who called the Montgomery County Health Associations and Mental Health Associations hotline looking for help. And that really struck me that there were that many people out there who were really hurting and saw me as a way that, hey, if he's got it, it can't be that bad, and I need to call and get help. I've actually had 2 people come up to me and tell me that I saved them from suicide. That they were contemplating suicide, seriously thinking about it, and then when they saw what I was going through, they said, "Well, if he can get help, I can get help as well," and did that. So just the impact that I had on other people and reminding them that treatment works, that you don't have to feel miserable, you don't have to live that way, that you can seek treatment and get better is an important message. And I talk about it a lot wherever I go now. And it really goes back to those 1,000 people who called looking for help. That was sort of a powerful statement to me that I might be able to do some good here.
And so how else has depression changed you other than affecting all these people in a positive way?
I think I'm more understanding. I mean, I was always, as an elected official, it was always sort of results driven and we need to move on to the next challenge and solve that. And I'm more understanding now. I think I'm more empathetic than I had been. And I just step back sometimes and I look at people differently, and hopefully I become a better friend to a lot of people. And that's what I do at Leadership Greater Washington. We bring regional leaders together, get them to know each other, get them to bond with each other, and hopefully break down some of the regional barriers that we have here in Washington and Maryland and Virginia. And I think I'm much more suited to that role now than I would have been 20 years ago.
What message would you give to people who are struggling with depression? Can you reiterate what you said a few minutes ago?
To me, it's treatment works. I am living proof that treatment works, that you don't have to be miserable. You don't have to feel that way. That if you seek treatment and get it, very likely it will help. And I know there are people who have treatment-resistant depression, but they're still working through that and trying to find ways to help. But it was, it literally was a lifesaver for me that I realized what it was, and then I sought help and was able to get it, and it worked. And it's a very positive message of this is just an illness like a lot of other illnesses, and it's not permanent. And